This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As you read Philippians, you'll notice Paul mentions joy or rejoice about 10 times. Let's do a topical study on joy as found in Philippians. First, collect all the references where joy is mentioned and write down what is said about joy after each reference. Second, once you've collected the information, correlate it into an outline. When I did this, I came up with this outline: joy through fellowship, joy through service, and joy through worship. I amplified this further as follows. Under joy through fellowship, I noted joy in prayer for faithful partners, and joy resulting from Christian harmony, and joy in welcoming a faithful servant. Under joy through service, I put joy because Christ is preached by others, even if their motives are questionable, joy because of deliverance through the prayers of others, joy through suffering because of progress in Christian growth, and joy because of fruitfulness. Finally, under joy through worship, I noted, when we share with others what God is doing, they will rejoice and praise God. When we focus on the Lord, He will be our source of joy. And we need to make focusing on the Lord a habit of life. That's where Paul admonishes us, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. When we have done the first two steps in a topical study, collect the information on the topic and correlate it into an outline, we're ready for the third step, crystallize what you have learned into some applications. We'll do that in our next visit.